Zuma Dog.
Good evening, everybody. Microphone check 1 2 1 2. Yes, it's Zuma Dog from Venice Beach, California. And tonight I'm in the studios by the street where people can just walk by the sidewalk and take a look at Zuma Dog recording his NLP themed show, Creative Empowerment, that we are starting now. And you'll hear cars driving by possibly. I wanted the energy to be able to see and feel everybody out there tonight as they leave the boardwalk after a beautiful day at the beach. And we're going to talk about some very lightning, uplifting topics that might even touch... I don't think it's touching on spirituality. I think it's touching on metaphysics and humans and the universe. And we're talking about nonverbal communication. We're talking about what I am calling the sixth sense. Now, in the NLP world, you might want to call it advanced NLP techniques. Things like mirroring, matching and mirroring, you've heard that technique, pacing, leading, just using body language and tonality to create rapport in communication, because different people have different communication desires when you're in a conversation with them, things that will make them feel comfortable, or things that will give them a creepy vibe. We've all had that. You already know what I'm talking about, but I'm here to say I read something very magical, an article, and I forgot the guy's name, and he's got a Twitter, and you can download the free PDF, and I'm doing this show because I've always believed everything that was in that PDF report by this doctor, and you can get the report. I have it linked at italkstream.com. That's the website for Creative Empowerment by Zuma Dog. That's me. Yes, marketing strategy is part of Creative Empowerment Program, which would say Zuma Dog is the worst name for a Creative Empowerment radio host because we're dealing with quality and productivity, marketing strategy, NLP, metaphysics. But you know what? The guy who's behind Zuma Dog studied this stuff since the 80s and is going back full cycle after a career as a, let's say, radio DJ, a TV cable icon in city of Los Angeles, and political activist under the name Zuma Dog. Too late now, already famous, too much internet history, so we're going with Zuma Dog and my 14-point interpretation called Interpreting Deming's 14 Points. Methods for Management of Quality and Productivity, that is also available to read with a video webinar at italkstream.com. And I mention that because I sent this exact article to Dr. Deming before he passed away, but basically because I thought there'd be a lot of mistakes and I didn't want to send out something wrong for him to correct and send back for me to, you know, before I sent it out. He sent back a fax that said it was very well done. He agreed with my statements, and he said he appreciated it very much. So that's kind of sent shockwaves, and Quality Digest published it, and they said, the publisher said he thought that my, he liked my controversial viewpoints the most, and Anthony Robbins read it, and he sent me a letter in the mail himself, not a form letter, and he called and he said, you know I'm a Deming fan too, and I think your interpretation is fabulous. So that is very inspiring, and yes, so I'm back to this material to try to present it. Also, marketing strategy, you've heard of marketing warfare. Reese and Trout are the authors from the 70s. Also, bottom-up marketing, focus, positioning. These are their books, published in 15 languages. Just look them up online, Reese and Trout. I study their material, spent hours and hours on the phone talking to them, personally interviewing them, and I've seen them live, and they both have sent me letters. They like my interpretation as well. Al Reese said that I took their ideas and extended them in ways he thought were very interesting. So again, my name's Zuma Dog, and I'm trying to get you to read in confidence. Now let's get to the material, and you need to read the article, Advanced NLP for Advanced Minds. It is posted at italkstream.com, italkstream.com, right at the top so you can't miss it, because it's very profound, and we're going to start discussing it, because again, what I started to say is I've always believed all of this, and I lived in New York in the 80s, late 80s, 89, and I started to go to the Learning Annex seminars with Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, Richard Bandler, Tony Robbins even had one, and Marianne Williamson, and all of these people that I will, M. Scott Peck, and So there's a lot of energy out there and people discount it. And this article, I've been living this collective consciousness life. Anybody that knows me is Zuma Dog, and KABC calls me local legend. LA Weekly has said that I'm an icon, TV icon, and we'll take it from there. So, you know, I've got a high degree of recognition level here in LA, and I'm here to say it's been a collective consciousness body surf every day, and I'm here to say, you know, the Beatles, they talk about this type of stuff, because, yeah, when you go out there and travel the world at that level, you learn these quantum lessons, because all that energy is out there, and it's all running through you, and is being blasted. You're being blasted all through the world, and there's so much of that energy that's being blasted back to you, and you feel it. You start to become aware of the things and their messages when you listen to them, of the higher levels of spirituality and love and peace and these types of things. And I have experienced it, of course, at a local level, at a much smaller level. But, you know, my piece of the pie, you know, you can only walk outside every day and meet so many people. So it was in L.A. every day instead of a different city every day traveling. But, yes, so I'm here to say that a lot of the things have been collective consciousness that has that I have experienced both personally and as Zuma Dog. Because, again, when you go on TV and radio and in the newspapers and they're blasting your name out there and all of that, it creates buzz and your website catches on, you know, the views go through the roof and you're on the news. And again, it's called buzz and you do feel it. And I'm here to say that it's real. And we're going to talk about these things now, because you say, well, gee, what are you talking about, the sixth sense? What is this nonverbal communication? You know, if I can't see, touch, feel, smell it, you know, the five senses, it's not real. But the world is fucked up, baby, and we're tripping all over each other, because every day you wake up and deny the greatest gift that you have, that your creator gave us on this universe, and that is the sixth sense of communication. And you say, gee, that's impossible. But you know what, everybody, a lot of people say that our creator, whoever created this universe, gave humans everything we need to survive on this planet, everything that we could possibly desire. Now, we have done things mechanically through progress, like, you know, we can travel ourselves on foot walking, but we did things like create an automobile, you know, the wheel, the automobile, and now we even fly. But at the end of the day, we can travel without a plane and without a car, and other things that make it more convenient that we have anyway. Things like food that we process that we don't need to, that, you know, you don't need to go to the grocery store if we were living, you know, out there. So these types of things, I'm rambling, but so we create things for convenience, but anything has already been provided. Well, guess what? We thought we needed a way to communicate and send invisible communication through the air. It's called radio. And you have a guy talking to a microphone, the invisible, non-material communication that you cannot see or sense with the five senses, but you know radio waves exist, and they're all through the air all the time, because whenever you want to tune them in and access them, all you do is turn on your radio, and you can even adjust the different frequencies by tuning the dial up and down. And that's an amazing process when you think about it. And so I'm here to ask you, if you think that a man can create a process like that, well, don't you think that the creator of us and the entire universe could create the same process and put it within us too, because we're supposed to be able to have everything we need? And so I'm here to say you need to become much more aware of the collective consciousness, because human beings are not robots like made out of tin cans sealed up. And we do communicate throughout the day, but things are constantly leaking out. For example, if there's somebody that is talking and you just don't get a good vibe, like a salesman or something, and a stranger on the street, you just, you know, the words, they're perfectly fine and what they're saying is perfectly good, but the other things, maybe their eyes, the facial gestures, bad body language, the other things, you get a bad sense, a bad vibe. People say the word, they have a bad vibe, but then they just want to say, well, I don't know, maybe it was a nice guy and I'm wrong. And then you go and do the thing against your instincts, against your vibe, and then you get burnt. Okay, how many times have you been thinking about somebody and the phone rings and it's them and it's somebody you haven't talked to in a long time? You bump into somebody on the street, maybe two people both burst out. Ladies, this happens all the time. Women are really in rapport when, like, they both will just laugh and go, oh, they come with the high voice at the same time. That is because of the non-material, it's like spirit energy, and it's real. And so let me tell you a story, and this will blow your mind. Now, the only reason why this story almost has no value to it is because you're simply not going to believe it, and you're going to think, oh, gee, he's full of it, man. What is he smoking? They say, oh, he's just trying to make some magic story. So this is very profound, and when I read the article that I told you to read, and I don't care if you read it or not, like, it's not my article, and it's not for anything. I don't sell anything on my website. I like to provide this content. I'm just saying that it's been, this article brought me back to this and this show tonight, and it's been very profound and in my life, and I think that you will as well, because it's very well written by a doctor. And so what he's basically done is taken, like, the sixth sense metaphysics, this type of nonverbal, and broken it down in kind of a scientific way that is very credible. And then I am here to say that I personally believe in what he is saying and the concepts in this article report. That's at italkstream.com. It won't take you that long to read. It's about eight notebook pages typed very nicely. So anyway, I'm going to tell you a story that relates to the article that I mentioned at italkstream.com. Now, I'm going to go back. Let's see, what year was this? I don't know, probably in the 90s, let's just say. Now, I was at, I told you I worked, oh, I didn't tell you, I might have told you in another radio show, I worked in the radio industry at radio stations like Z100, New York, Kiss FM. Out here, I did consulting for, and I was the Hot 100 director at Billboard Magazine in New York Times Square. So a good friend of mine, I was living in Malibu at the time doing consulting work, and I hadn't seen a lot of my friends from New York in maybe about a year, and some longer. And I was living in Malibu again, way out there. Not just Malibu, but like past Pepperdine, all the way out there, Cannon Road, way out there, Zuma Beach. My name's Zuma Dog, because I used to live by Zuma Beach and loved it. So anyway, my friend lived up Latigo Canyon. Now, I don't know if you know where that is, but you go all the way down Pacific Coast Highway, like it's about from the Santa Monica, where you go down to the PCH, it's still about 45, 50-minute drive. You go all the way down PCH, then all the way past Pepperdine, then you keep on going. Then when you're in the middle of nowhere, you make a right turn up this canyon, and it's another 15-minute drive up a windy canyon. So we are talking, and I'm going to mention this reference point. Let's just say La Brea, if you know where La Brea is, and Beverly. Let's say El Coyote Restaurant, if you know where El Coyote Restaurant in LA. So we are talking El Coyote Restaurant, Los Angeles, down by Fairfax, La Brea, and Beverly. All the way to Malibu, all the way out there, up the windy canyon, where my friend was having his birthday party, milestone, probably 40 at the time. And everybody from New York came out. This guy was big. And so, like, we're talking, his Malibu big house was packed like a sardine can of every industry person from across the country that had to come in to kiss this guy's ass for his birthday. I mean, listen, if you go to the Grammy Awards party, or the MTV Awards party, or the Clive Davis party, well, it's the same people. They're at this guy's house that night to pay tribute to this guy and his Malibu party. Now, some two good friends of mine, and one of them was a girl that I was very friendly with at the time. Also, we were business professionals, so it was still somewhat of a professional relationship, but we liked each other. Come on. So anyway, I hadn't seen her a long time, and when I moved here, it wasn't that good of a saying goodbye, y'all. So anyway, she was at the party too with her friend. We were all three good friends, and she was there at the party, and we didn't really get a chance to talk much because it was so noisy, so crowded, everybody bumping. And if you've been to these conventions, everybody's moving every 2 seconds, and like we both wanted to talk, and it just, before you know it, we don't see each other, the party's over, and we didn't even get to talk good then either.
So, like, I was like, you know, I had a good time. So then I went to a bar in Malibu and just hung out a little bit local. And I was like, oh, man, I was just thinking so intensely how I missed the opportunity. And I go, and I really was thinking about her. And I say, you know what, this Malibu, it's dead tonight. I'm going to go drive into Hollywood. I want to have more of a good time. And just, I was feeling, I was thinking intensely, very, about this not seeing her. And so I drive all the way and I was like, you know what? I love El Coyote. I love El Coyote. That's why I mentioned it. I don't drink anymore, but at the time I drank margaritas. Nothing too much. I didn't have a drinking problem, but like I love the margaritas and their corn tamale, green corn tamales. It's like, and the place is fun, great vibe. It's like, yeah, that's what I need, baby. So I'm driving, and that's about 40, that's about at least 50 minutes. This was Saturday night, tons of cars, tons of traffic, Saturday night driving in there, So it took like maybe 50 minutes. And just before I got to El Coyote, I really say, you know what, I have to go to the restroom. But by the time I park the car and walk in the restaurant and go all the way to the bathroom, way back in the back at El Coyote, that's going to be too long. So I, all of a sudden, like something went in me, my like the car auto turned right into like it just like my body. You talk about your body. It's never happened before. My body just kind of automatically turned into this parking spot. Not some weird thing. I'm just saying, like, yeah, it was some weird thing, and I kind of turned into the spot right away to go use the restroom at just the first little dive bar. And so I'm walking by, and I'm going to mention there's no windows in this restaurant bar. I just get, and I got a nerve when I got out of the car. I got a nervous feeling. It's like I think I need to look good right now. And I walk in here, and I tucked in my shirt, and tucked in my shirt, and like fixed my hair a little bit, and like straightened up. And I had a really weird vibe, really bad, weird butterflies. And again, this was like a brick wall, just small little bar with like a metal door. And so I open the door, and there the two people are, the girl and her friend. So they said, oh no, let me tell you something. When I mean they were there, I mean I opened the door, and at this dead dive bar, there were two people sitting at the bar. And it was them right at the front when you walk in. Huh. So anyway, I go, oh, hey, what's going on? They go, oh, so you followed us here. Oh, okay, yeah, have a seat, sit down. I go, no way, I got to go to the restroom. I'll be right back. Go to the restroom because I had to go to the restroom. That's why I pulled over there, right? And it was like just short of where I was going, El Coyote, and something made me decide to pull over and then walk in that place. So I come back, oh, so you followed us? Yeah, so, no, I didn't follow you. And I laughed and go, oh, okay, sure you didn't. And they laughed. And so, I didn't even think twice. I thought they believed me. So then the next day, I was calling my friend who was at the party just to like catch up and chit chat. And it's like I say, oh my God, you won't believe it. After the party, I drove and I walked in this place and there she was with the, with our friend. And he's like, I know, they called and told me, they said you followed them there. And I go, what? Yeah, boy, you followed him there, huh? That's okay. Boy, you really wanted to see him, didn't you? It's like, what? No, I didn't follow him. He's like, okay, so what's going on, baby? Oh my gosh, and then it hit me. Of course, they thought I followed them. Who the fuck is gonna believe that out of fucking Malibu, all the way up that fucking canyon, and I also stopped at another bar first that really broke it up. And then I still fucking walk in the door in the city of Los Angeles after a 50-minute drive. And the, yeah, so, okay, that was kind of weird, y'all. So I'm here to tell you, you better believe that shit. Go read the article, lighttalkstream.com. Thank you. We'll do more later. Zoom the dog.